Hallelujah. So the Lord gave me this sermon when I was going through one of the darkest points in my life. Has anybody ever been a darkest moment in your life? Very dark spot. It was very dark in my life. I was a preacher, was a pastor, was a minister, and I lost everything. I almost lost my marriage. I almost lost everything but God. God is a God of restoration. It doesn't matter where you've been and what you've done. God can restore anybody and bring them back to a place where you're even better than you were before. Come on, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. So today, I want to just bring to you a word of hope, Joy Christian Center, that God is a God of restoration. He can restore anything that was broken. He can pick up the pieces of your life and he could put them together and make you into a vessel of honor and an instrument of his love. So let's turn, guys, as we get into this. Joel chapter 2, of course, that's my name, Joel. And lovely. You know, you can probably read everything when you go home. Praise God. Amen. I'm not sure we can get you at all of this in 22 minutes. You know, I don't think so. So you probably need to read because, as I said, you know, long-winded. So I'm cutting it short today. Joel 2, 23 to 27. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and will cause the rain to come down for you, the former and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust and consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which are sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. My people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Hallelujah. God is a God of restoration. He is well able to restore, number one, your relationship with him. Woo! Oh, my Lord, somebody. Let me get to my real notes here. Woo! Hallelujah. So many of us, we have been through some stuff in our lives. And I guess we're on Facebook Live, right? Are we on Facebook Live? Okay, YouTube. I didn't go wrong anywhere with a tube. Praise God. Amen. YouTube. Welcome, guys. Hey. Woo. God is good. Hey, laughter is medicine for the soul. Have you ever heard the joke about a butter? I think I shared it with the pastor. We have a comedy fest in Trinidad. Anybody ever heard a joke about the butter? Oh, if I tell you, you'll spread it. Somebody just needs to laugh and clap your hands to Jesus. Woo! Oh, my God. I know that you love that, okay? All right, guys. I just need to get hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. T-I-O-N. Ah, Lord. The devil is a liar. He's trying to just take away everything, but he's a loser. I'm going to get it back. Here we go. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said in Jeremiah 18, 1 to 16. Do you have that with you guys? Yes. Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there. And so I did as he told me, and found the potter working with his wheel, but the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started all over again. Then the Lord gave me this message, O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. It doesn't matter how broken or how messed up you are, God could fix anything. Come on, hallelujah. If you are broken, he can fix you. Come on, hallelujah, somebody. If you're going through pains and hurts, whatever you're faced with, God is able to fix you and to restore you and bring you back to a place, amen, that you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the Lord wants your joy to be full of joy, Christian Center. Come on, it's time, hallelujah. He wants to give you, turn your mourning into dancing. Come on, hallelujah. Turn your sorrow into joy. Turn your pain into praise. Turn your worry into worship. Oh, hallelujah. I remember doing this song. He's turned your worry into worship. Okay, that's. He's turned your pain into praise. Shout hallelujah. Jesus is King. Okay. So, guys, listen. Whatever you've been going through, I just have to say the word restore, the Hebrew word is shuab. Which means to turn back. It means to return to the starting point. This is what God is going to do for somebody today. He's going to bring you back home again. Somebody has a child, a son, a daughter that has been messed up, rebellious, out there living in sin. The Lord says, I'll bring them back home again. Anybody is here, and is anybody receiving this today? He's willing to do it. And it says, consider again, convert, deliver again. He says, give again, pay back. Oh boy. Everything that the devil stole, he's going to recover. He's going to cause you to have a recompense, refresh, relieve, rescue, retrieve. Two other Hebrew words for restoration is shalom and Allah. Shalom comes from our main text, and it means to be safe in mind and body. Operation restoration. Oh, hallelujah. Make something complete. Reciprocate by making amends. Finish. Give again. To make peace again. To be prosperous again. Whatever you've been through, God is able to restore your family. He desires us to be restored in body, soul, and spirit. And I just want to, I wrote this down. This is very, very important for you right now. You may have had a stale relationship with God, lack of prayer, and the word emanating in your life. It seems as though life has become so fast-paced. Come on, somebody. Amen. That there's not enough time to devote and dedicate your life to God in a meaningful way. You may have had a broken marriage. Come on, somebody. Amen. You may have had a depleted relationship with your family. You may have felt as there is no way out of your predicament. Your husband may have forsaken you. Your children may have become disobedient and rebellious. You may have been disregarded by your boss. You probably didn't get the promotion you deserved. Oh, your finances may be at an all-time low. So many bills to pay. And no hope in sight. But that's what happens back home in Trinidad. Probably not here in America. You may have even reached the point of giving up your faith in God and probably feel that God doesn't care about your struggles. Suicide may have even entered your mind. It did mine years ago. You may have even reached the end of your rope and you may have already started going back in your old ways. And you know what some of those old ways are. I don't have to get into it, but it's various things like pornography and lustful desires and sex and alcohol and all the stuff that goes with it. And it may be something small like unforgiveness or resentment in your heart. Your back may be against the wall. You may be in a pit of hopelessness with your misdemeanors, insufficiencies, cataclysmic tendencies. You may have been abused, confused, refused, and misused. Well, I have the best news for you today. God is about to infuse His blessed Holy Spirit in your situation and give you a new fuse of hope and joy and defuse the powers of darkness in your life today. Give God some praise right now. Come on, hallelujah. God knows exactly what time it is in your life. He knows what you need and he knows how to get it to you. He loves and cares for you very much. His loving arms are outstretched to meet you at the point of your need. He's well able to repair every broken relationship, restore, renew, rebuild, and recover all that the devil has stolen. Oh, praise him, somebody. Praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. In order to receive restoration of our relationship with God, we must first acknowledge that our relationship is broken and only God could fix it. Sin has separated us from God. The cares of this life has taken us off the track, but God is about to put us back on track. Come on, amen, somebody. God wants to restore somebody here. I'm sure you know about the prodigal son. Amen. You know, and how God restored him. I'm just going to use my own notes. Hallelujah. You know, it's kind of heavy. So I'm just going to run really quickly with the rest because of time. God is able to restore your relationship with others. Hello. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my Lord. You know, you probably have not been talking to your in-laws. You know, we sometimes say in Trinidad, outlaws, glory to God. But that ain't good. Praise God. Amen. It's in-laws, glory to God. You know, you probably don't have that problem we have in Trinidad. Oh, glory to God, where the son or the daughter runs the mama and runs the papa when there's trouble in the marriage. It's better you run to Jesus. Amen, somebody. And then for years, you don't talk to your mama, or you don't talk to your in-law, you don't talk to some relative who has hurt you or abused you. It is time to let go and let God. Amen. I said, God is able to restore your relationship. Listen, I'm not just trying to teach you or preach you a message that will tickle your intellect. I'm trying to go deep into your soul and let the Holy Spirit touch you today. Amen. That you can have change and transformation and not just reformation. So God is able to restore your relationship back with others. Let your relationship first be vertical before it could be horizontal. Oh, hallelujah. And thirdly, God is able to restore all that the devil stole from you. You realize I'm skipping some of the verses because of my time, because I need to get to my testimony. I don't know how I'll do this. But listen, guys. Listen, hallelujah. God is able. Well, let me just read this one verse. You know, most important of all, 1 Peter 4:8. Continue to show deep love, oh my Lord, for each other. For love covers a multitude of sin. Hey, if you want to have release, it's time for you to release. Oh, let me just go this. If you want to have increase, release. Release people. Release those who have hurt you. Release. Amen. Remove unforgiveness and anything that is in your heart that is not of God. God wants to restore your relationship with others. Everything that is stolen from you, he wants to restore it. Woo! Hallelujah. What the devil has stolen from you? Is it a car? Is it a house? Is it property? Is it money? What is it? Your health? God says, I will restore it. Everything that the devil stole from you, the years that the canker worm and the caterpillar worm and the palmer worm, God says, I can restore it. All those years that you've lost, I can give it back to you if you only say, Lord, I surrender. Woo! If you're missing something, God is able to fix it. Come on, hallelujah. Remember Job 42 verse 10, the Lord restored what Job had lost after he prayed for his friends, and the Lord doubled all that belonged to Job. Woo! I want double for my trouble. All the troubles you've been through, he will give you double. He's well able, fourthly, to restore your health. Oh boy, we need healing today. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, psychosomatic, healing of our mental faculties, healing of every aspect of our body, soul, and spirit. Jeremiah states in 17:18, chapter 30, I will restore you to health. I will heal your wounds. I, the Lord, affirm it. Listen, he will heal you. Anybody who is sick today, God says, I want to restore your health. Remember the man with the withered hand? And Jesus says, stretch your hands, and he stretched it out, and he restored his hand. God is able to restore everything that is withered in your life. Number 5, God is able to restore your finances. Probably nobody in America has that problem. But God shall supply all your needs. Psalms 115, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Oh, my Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. When you are in the Lord, his blessings bring wealth without painful toil. The way of the transgressor, however, is hard. Woo! If you can't say amen, say ouch. Listen, guys. God is able to restore your ministry. Uh-huh. The van ministry. Picking up kids to bring them to church. I don't know what you have in this church. Probably Sunday school or teaching or youths. The kids ministry, the men's, I saw men fishing something, you know, I like to eat some fish, praise God, amen. You know, please catch some good ones, hallelujah. Joshua's birthday is on the 17th, my wife is today, Joshua's the 17th, so, you know, we may sneak and come to some fishing thing, you guys, something the man is having, amen. So, guys, listen, God is faithful, amen, and he's well able to restore your ministry, so, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, don't be a bench warmer. Get off your blessed assurance, woo, and get doing something for Jesus. Come on, amen. Get involved. Amen. Get on fire for the Messiah so you can be a live wire so the Lord can take you higher and higher. The devil is a liar. Woo! Hallelujah! God wants to restore your ministry. You love teaching Sunday school or children, or you love worship, or you love music. Get involved. Get involved. God will say, hey, what have you done? I can't answer for my wife or kids. Your pastor can't answer for you. You got to sit down and answer for yourself on Judgment Day. Woo-hoo. God is able to restore. Well, let me just read 1 Peter 5. And after you have suffered a while, the God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory himself will restore, confirm, establish, strengthen. Woo! Oh, Lord, my God, he's well able to restore you. I could go into detail with, you know, this guy in Corinthians, you know, who messed up. And then Paul said, hey, bring him back. Bring him back. And then there was John Mark, you know, he says, hey, he's fit for the ministry now. Bring him back. Don't you ever, listen, I know what it is to be rejected by preachers and by pastors and by a denomination I was a part of. Terribly rejected, but God restored my life. And finally, restoration of family. I'm putting my stuff down because testimony. My dad was a Muslim. Long story short, he got saved at age 22, walked into a Nazarene church and got saved. Hallelujah. My mom was a Hindu, and 16 years old, already practicing alcoholic, walked into a Pentecostal church, heard the preacher preach John 16, ran up to the altar and surrendered to Jesus. Gave up religion. They both give up their religion and surrendered to Jesus. We grew up in a Christian home, and of course, you know, running it quick, at age 13, I was surrendered. God sent America to Trinidad, a woman from Alabama. I'm not here to talk about, you know, a doctrine, but a woman preacher is how I got saved. If you don't believe in women preachers, I'm sorry, guys, but God sent a woman evangelist from Alabama to Trinidad at age 13, and I surrendered my life to Jesus, and I began to speak in tongues that same night. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then she pointed and said, son, get up. And I got up. He said, thus saith the Lord. The Lord has called you to preach. And you shall preach in the country, in the Caribbean, and other parts of the world. And I'm not here to boast, but the Lord has taken me several places. Africa, in England, Europe, Israel several times, Haiti, Belize, South America, many places, Caribbean islands, preaching this gospel. That's what I'm born for, to preach this gospel of Jesus. And thank you for allowing me, Pastor, for doing this. And listen, and I just want to say at age 19, just making a really long story short. Age 19, I was married. Dun, 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 dun. Whew, we got married at age 19. That was really young. At that time, we got married, and within 5 years, our marriage ended up on the rocks. I'm just talking about Operation Restoration. Ended up on the rocks. And this is what happened, guys. The enemy just did everything to mess us up. At December the 3rd, 1992, completely destroyed our marriage. We went separate ways. I was pastor in the church, and we were pastors of a church. And I was so ashamed of myself because I was doing something, guys. I was married to the church. That's for those of you who understand what it means. It means that I was so involved in church that I spent no time with my wife. We both couldn't have kids. We were, you know, both barren, according to the doctors. Couldn't have children. And yet still, you know, I was so sold out to doing ministry that I did not spend time to be the husband I need to be to my wife. Hello? Listen, guys. Please spend time with your family. Quality, quantity time. Spend it, spend it, spend it. The first institution is the family. And do you know what happened? We broke up. It's 9 months. You know, it was in December the 3rd, 1992. The worst Christmas ever. Cried every night. Wanted my wife back. And January, there was a 14-day fast. And I was kneeling down at the altar on a Monday night praying. And I heard the voice of God. I don't know if anybody hears his voice. But I heard his voice while I was praying. My son, do not divorce your wife. What in the world? I heard that because, you see, December the 3rd, we both walked on separate sides of the street and went to a lawyer and found $800 vex money. You probably don't know what vex money is. Vex means angry. You know, that, and we went and paid down the lawyer's fees, so our papers were going through. And then that's why the Lord told me, don't divorce your wife. I ran to the lawyer's office the next day. And do you know what happened? The lawyer said, sit down, son. So I sat down and he said, I want to tell you a story. He said, there are many more fishes in the ocean. Forget that woman and go and get somebody else. So I watched him in righteous indignation. I said, did you hear what I just said? The Lord told me to tell you, stop this divorce now. He said, okay, okay. I was very serious. And I walked out of that place and he canceled the divorce. And I thought the Lord was going to bring back my wife the next week. But patience is a virtue. Virtue is grace. And grace is a girl that lives down the trace. Forget about that part, that last part. Praise God. Okay. Okay. What did I, where was I? Okay, so yes, my wife. Somewhere about my wife, yes. So I came home and was waiting for my wife, and then I just, you know, something just, I decided to help God, Pastor, and I helped God. I said, God, I will help you because you're not working fast enough. So I decided, I found two friends in church, investigated where she was. They found where she was renting, and, you know, and I sent money. I sent beautiful plaques, gifts. I even sent KFC. And she ate my KFC. She took all the money and spent it and whatever. And never called me. Didn't work. I tried to help God. It didn't work. You know, Pastor, could you give me a couple more minutes? Amen. Listen. Thank you. Listen, listen. Oh, Jesus. Could you imagine this? And I got tired. And I decided I'll call some women in the church who could pray. And I called the women's group to my home. My home was 17 by 17. That's small, right? That's where we lived, in a 17 by 17 little house. Board and, you know, roof that was leaking. But God is good. Amen. And I called these women, and these women began to pray. Woo! And while they were praying, Josh, where are you? You better begin to play that keyboard, boy, so that I'll stop. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry, guys. So these women were praying. And while they were praying, all of a sudden, whew, little strings there, son, or something, you know. All of a sudden, an angel appeared. Now, guys, this is for real. A very large angel appeared on my right side. And he began to speak a language I couldn't understand. It was so powerful. And the whole room got lily white. And something happened. All of a sudden, the woman there speaking in tongues. There is power in speaking in tongues, guys. Power. And she's speaking in tongues. And then the angel is trying to tell me something. And he was, his wings way over me. It was way big, like tall, over 9 feet. And just, I felt it was so powerful what I saw. Guys, this is no joke. This is for real. I saw a beautiful angel stood on my right side. And this is what he told me. Let go and let God. I had to let go of trying to help my wife to get her back. I had to let go of everything, Pastor. It was painful, but I had to let go. I love her so much, but I had to let go and say, God, if it's your will, you'll bring her back. If it's not your will, then, you know, whatever. April, May, June, July, August, just making it really short. August the 17th, Monday morning, 5 o'clock, I was fast asleep. Guys, please listen, don't miss this. This is the last part. I heard a voice of God in my sleep. My son, arise now. These are the exact words of God. Arise now and fast and pray for your marriage. Operation Restoration. I fasted many times before. I've prayed. I was very faithful. Let me just say this one thing. I was very faithful in church. I never left. I never missed one day of church. I never missed one day of paying my tithes. I was at every service you could think of. And at that time, there were 6 services a week. I was there every service, every single one. I remained faithful. So just think, guys, if you want God to restore your family, restore a loved one, you've got to be faithful. Just dropping that in. I dropped to my knees. That day I didn't go to work. I went to work every day. I stayed home. My mom says, why are you not gone to work? I said, I'm home today because of the Lord. I was on my face, Pastor, under the bed, rolling on the ground, weeping, speaking in an unknown language for 2 hours. I could not stop speaking in tongues. In English, it was only 4 words. Reconciliation in your marriage. I don't know what was going on August the 17th, guys, but the Lord spoke and I couldn't stop speaking in this beautiful language. I was weeping and crying and like fighting, battling in the spirit. I didn't know that at very same time, that very same day, that my wife was about to commit suicide. And she saw a sign on the wall with a scripture. Go home to your husband. Oh, Jesus. There is power. There is power in prayer. And praying in the Holy Ghost. God could restore your marriage. And to just cut it really short, my wife was home the next day. After 9 months, she called my mother the same night. It's the same Monday night. Went to church, had a terrible experience. Came home crying. At the point of your greatest victory, you'll have your worst experiences. But God restored. Let's stand for prayer, please. And Pastor, you know this? Probably you need to hear this, Pastor. I just hear the Lord says, God will restore sons and daughters back to your life, back to your families. Sons and daughters. I hear the Lord saying, prodigal sons and daughters are going to come home. We couldn't have children, Pastor. Sister Kroba, we couldn't have children. We couldn't have. Doctors gave us up. And I begged God, I said, God, please, could you cement this marriage now? My wife and I, we're back together. Could you give us a child? Please, please. 7 years, no children. Please, I beg you, Lord. I had another night vision. He made me sleep again. And in my visions, in my night vision, he said, my son, here you go again. Again, my son, have a Thanksgiving on your birthday. And I will bless you. On the 17th of December, that same year, 1993, I had a Thanksgiving. And exactly 9 months to the day, on the 17th of September, Joshua Emmanuel Josiah Ali was born. The miracle baby. Firstborn. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. 2 years and 3 months after, Abigail came. I think 2 years and 4 months after, John came. 4 years after, Gabriel came. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. We four and no more, Lord, four and no more. When it rains, it pours. Operation, restoration. If God could do it for my family, he could do it for you. Raise your hands, please, if you need restoration of your marriage, of your family, of your son, your daughter, some child. Healing, finances, relationship back with God, relationship with others. You heard the whole sermon. You heard Ananias. Lord, I pray, God, that you will bring restoration in families, restoration in households, restoration, oh God, to everyone that is going through some pain. I thank you, God, for restoring. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Just pray in the Spirit right now for deliverance for your family. I realize praying in the Spirit helps. That's why my wife and I, we are back together because of praying in the Holy Ghost. I praise you, Lord God, for restoring marriages, restoring families. Restore some son back to some father. Bring them back to you, Lord. Bring a family member back to you, Lord. Restore. Restore, restore. And God, if there's somebody here today who needs to have a child and cannot have children, I pray that they shall have a child. Listen, I'm going to ask you, if you would like to have a child with the pastor's permission, and you would like to have a child and never had a child before, after the service, would you please come to us, my wife and I, if it's possible, and there's a prayer group I know, and we will pray for you. I wish I could give you testimonies upon testimonies of many, many people. When they heard this testimony of how God restored our marriage and gave us children, many, many had children on the same day. The last place was when we went to Israel. And on the way to Israel, we stopped in England. And there was a woman, 44 years, could not have a child. And she heard the testimony. And after the service, we met in the pastor's office. And she wept and cried for 1 hour. And we prayed for her. And within 1 year, we went back to England with Joshua to do a major concert. And there was this woman. There was the husband. There was the family. She had a beautiful baby. 44 years old. A man was there standing the same Sunday morning. His baby died and said, oh God, weeping at the altar. His wife, they're weeping at the altar. Oh God, I can't. Our baby died. Please pray that we can have a baby again. We prayed that same morning in England. When I went back to England the next year, his wife was holding a baby 1 week old. I'm just telling you quickly so you can know God is a God of miracles. It was sang a while ago. Pastor, thank you for your time. Rabu Sashede Kada. Anybody needs a miracle? Ooh, anybody needs a miracle? Anybody needs a miracle? Lord, I stretch my hands. I stretch my hands. Anybody, if you need a miracle, please stretch a healing. Somebody is getting a miracle right now in your body. There's a specific sickness that God is healing right now. Just take it right now. Take the healing virtue of God. And I saw a son running, literally running back to his faith and to the ministry. I saw a son running back to God. I saw literally running in the spirit. I'm seeing that God is moving. Ooh, I see the Lord just doing. I see somebody praying in the Holy Ghost. I see you've never spoken in tongues and all of a sudden you're just speaking. Just praying the Holy Ghost. Just praying the Holy Ghost. I see God causing you to flow. Ho! Shamisa karamando kata. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Pastor, thank you for this time. I've gone way over my time. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just lift our hands for just a moment. Ah, we worship you. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your presence in this house this morning. We thank you for the work that you've begun and the work that you are completing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is no space or difference or time between what you start and what you finish, where it comes to you. But I thank you, Father, that in this realm, when we know that there is that space of time, that you're with us. That when it seems like it's dark, you're still light. When it seems like there's a storm, you bring the calm. You are our peace. Oh, Father, we praise you this morning. We worship you this morning. I thank you that you have broken through. I thank you that you've begun. Oh, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Yeah, we worship you.